Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Woo!
We have the full five-man squad here, as well as a very special guest. Our first fan, that is to say, the first fan who actively reached out to comment on our ongoing, Mr. Crunchman. Say hello.
Yo! I'm finally here!
Yes, after weeks and weeks of attempts.
So honored to have you, good sir.
Yes, please.
Cue the roll call!
Fuck you.
We're live! Watching all the anime! Red Caster! Joe Raven!
Equipment Wielder! Blue Caster! Ishida's Azeel!
Respecting the source material! Green Caster! Zenshi!
Actually White! Black Caster! Ransack!
Loyal and Loud! Pink Caster! Lightred!
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet!
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Alright.
Alright.
Fuck. Stop stealing my thunder!
Alright, so this week we
I'm gonna murder you in your sleep!
Kamen Rider Drive episode 13.
It's funny, cause he can.
Tokuger episode 43. And also the Tokuger summer movie.
I was gonna
movie.
Say, what was this episode written by Genro Bucci?
In the case of Drive, or as I like to call it, Kamen Rider Mach episode 1.
Fuck yeah.
All we need is Drive!
Yep.
Please. Can this just be the mock show?
Yep.
Please.
No arguments.
It's gonna turn into Forza where you care more about the secondary writer than the main writer.
You mean Denno?
I care more about Chase than the main writer.
But in that case, in the case of Denno, the secondary writer absorbed all of the plot.
In that chase.
Prepare to be assimilated.
That's not to say I don't like
I'm gonna writer punch you, Lane.
It's not to say I don't like Shinosuke, it's just I like the supporting cast of this show a lot more than I like Shinosuke.
Yes, this episode showed that Go is, you know, not a complete dick.
He redeemed himself.
He's just a bit of a dick.
He still really bugs me, but I suppose he'll grow on me.
He's a redeemer dick.
By the way, did you notice that not only are we back to the normal opening instead of pre-movie previews, but they added Mach to the opening.
Yes.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. It shows him taking a picture and going, I'm an asshole.
Ain't I a stinker?
Yeah, pretty much.
Ha ha! Blackmail!
Yeah. So, we start this episode with another fucking, because Drive likes to do it, a criminal declaration sent over Nico Doga or YouTube or whatever.
Because that's just classic major.
Yes, the slowdown gang.
They're three big bad wolves and they're coming to put down your house or whatever.
They were weird. I'm glad they were disposed of very quickly.
Yeah, that was some group of villains I did not want to see have a second episode.
But more importantly, let's all talk about how fucking Go and Rina are all about fucking shipping Kiriko and Shinosuke together. That's so fucking awesome.
I'll give Go this one thing. He's an amazing multitasker. He does casual backflips and ships his own sister with protagonist all at the same time.
And I hope Kiriko continues to wear normal clothing, because damn.
Yeah,
she looks really nice in normal clothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think the whole reason behind his shipping is, as he flat out said, I'm just tired of worrying about assholes with my sister, but you're a nice guy.
I'm going to call you
Shinni.
Shinni-san.
No, just Shinni.
Oh yeah, Shinni. Or Meanwhile, Big Bro as overtime subbed to Dash.
Well, that is the translation.
Yep.
Shinny-san.
Meanwhile, Rina's in the corner just being like,
grrr. Oh, I shipped him. She's like Victoria.
I don't think
that was a ship.
She like tries to get in the middle of him during part of the episode.
No, but like twice during the episode, you see the two of them talking and looking at each other or doing something. And then awkward jump cut to Rina in the back where just like, tugging a cloth or something in her hand.
Jealous.
Going, oh!
Jealous as all fuck. That isn't her shipping. That's her being
Oh, I see.
Exactly. She likes Shinosuke?
Oh, shit. That's actually possible. Shinosuke. That would explain why she jumps in between them.
Wow. Wow.
I didn't even think of that.
Wow.
Well, he is man pretty.
He said it. It's on record.
He is kind of on man. He is kind of man pretty. But at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's got a bitchin' car.
Also, Go has officially labeled himself as Peter Parker.
Yeah.
Because, like, after the whole, like, alright, so we discovered that Mach has the ability to cause slowdown, which is actually pretty sweet. I like that. And like that actually pissed Shinosuke off a shit ton.
I like how his slowdown has, like, the blue twinges as opposed to the natural's red.
This is what really bothered me. When, like, Shinosuke's going to actually confront Mach, like, he doesn't actually try to just stop and just talk to them. He's not like, what the fuck are you doing? He literally just goes and jumps right onto him. He's like, what the fuck are you doing?
There's a reason for that. Because of what happened to Hayase, he's kind of oversensitive.
I guess so.
Sorry, Paul, go ahead.
You know what's funny about the whole scene? Where, you know when Go goes to the police station and says, I'm going to be dropping around here every so often?
Yeah.
Oh, why should you come around here? Oh, because of these. Drops pictures of Spider-Man.
Yep.
Just
pictures of Maha!
Pictures of himself. Exactly! And he'll go, just like, ah!
In fact, that's what I'm naming the episode.
Pictures of Maha.
Yeah.
And the chief is just like, yeah, you know what? Come by anytime you want. If you want to help us out, by all means. And Go is just like, yay.
Can we make a picture of J. Jonah Jameson's face from the Spider-Man movies, but replace it with the chief of police from this show? Like, just
I will do that.
And then just have pictures of Maha.
I will totally make that the thumbnail.
Yes.
Hey, Shinosuke, you're losing your drive. Ah!
Nailed it.
Better go fight more crime.
What's wrong, Shinosuke? Losing your drive? Ah!
Wow.
Oh, man.
Oh, I love those memes.
But I do kind of like how the whole thing with Go pulling out pictures is, like, not just, you know, to get in with the crew. It's basically, like, he knows that Shinosuke has to be a secretive writer and stuff, so...
Even though, as I've said almost every week since Drive aired, the clues about him being Drive are smack-faced fucking obvious and no one pays attention.
But can I just say something in response to what you just said, Crunchman, and I actually really, really liked this about them as a duo. Go hit it right on the head when he said to Shinosuke, look, you're a cop. I'm not. I can do the, not underhanded, but just sort of bending the rules sort of stuff that you can't do simply because of your job. I like that. He's the sort of guy who just walks around with a leather jacket and hoodie who just does the underhanded stuff just to help Go solve his crimes because he respects him.
I was talking to Dave,
that was definitely
and maybe
a point
and maybe
that made me like him a lot more than I did last episode. Yeah. Yeah,
I was talking to Dave and maybe Lane about this right after we watched it, but it makes it seem like Go is kind of like a parallel to Shotaro because he's the one who operates outside the law as opposed to the characters who are police officers. Mm-hmm. So, which makes it seem like Drive is double told from the perspective of, you know, Jinno and Maki.
Yes, it's like together they make one renegade cop who doesn't play by the rules, but totally gets results and has a badass car.
Yeah. Yes. Black and Tan!
Yes. They're the Starsky and Hutch of They're the Starsky and Hutch of Kamen Rider!
Nice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, one other thing I thought was really funny about with the picture scene was as soon as Go drops the photos and, like, the other cop guy who's been, like, only seeing...
Gen.
Just completely flips out when he sees the...
I know, I actually felt bad for him. Right? I actually felt bad for him.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we actually have pictures, like, and it's nothing like I thought he was. Well,
I love how none of them think that there's even a remote possibility that maybe the Kamen Rider can change colors!
Yes, no one has ever...
Even though that's not even close to the situation.
You know why?
That's why I love him.
You know why nobody thinks that's a possibility? Because it's dumb.
Really, yeah,
also,
sure
Gen is dumb, but that's why I love him, because he's a dumb
We're
dog.
Just overly used to it by this point.
Yeah, pretty much.
No, but think about the fact that everything since Double has been in one universe. You'd think stories of color-changing Kamen Riders would be kind of around.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, true, but still, at this point, we see every time they've done it from, you know, from, like, freaking Kuga on to this point.
Yeah.
I like to think that Gaim...
It's just kind of like an urban legend for everybody else in that world, though.
I kind of like to think that Gaim resetted the universe again. So, like, Gaim is a
Well,
new,
seeing
new
as
start
America is...
Generation.
Seeing as most of the world is not blown up, I kind of have a tendency to agree.
Yeah, so I think they're all in different worlds now.
I don't know. We need a movie wars to explain this.
Anyways, meanwhile, in the evil Roid Mute Fortress...
Medic is dancing randomly.
Chaser is asking Hart, what the fuck am I? And Hart's just like, it's okay,
God.
You're doing good, just keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, God, and then Chase says the thing. He says he has no memories before the global freeze. Fuck, he is Protodrive!
No, he has no memories of...
No, he said no memories before the global freeze.
That included of the global freeze. He doesn't remember anything from that. His memories start after global freeze.
Yeah, so during that, he got mind-fucked by Heart or whatever.
And Gunman's brother. Oh my God, I love him.
Or he get fucked by Brain.
Yeah, that's probably more likely. But yeah, Gunman's number 18 because he never got a name. He eats money with his hat!
He's so...
Kawaii desu ne?
Yes, he's hilarious.
Only in Tokusatsu could you come up with the sentence, he eats money with his hat.
And be completely on point.
Well, what's the word for money? What does he say?
Kane.
Yeah, he's like, Kane! 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 And I'm just like, you look like... No,
you're
you know what
special.
He reminds me? He reminds me of that guy from RoboCop on the TV who was like, I'd buy that for a dollar. Like, that's what he reminds me of
Russell Oliver.
Oh, there you go.
I'll buy your gold for cash. Yeah.
You said Russell, I thought Jamie.
No, I understand.
Completely. For some reason, I had a completely different scenario in my head.
And for some reason, my mind went to John Oliver.
No.
Just all of the Oliver.
It's the cash man.
It's the dude who's like, oh, I'm the
Oliver
cash
the company.
Man.
Oliver and company.
Well, stop going through all of the Olivers. Thank you.
What a twist. So then, Go manages to sneak into the Roy Mute hideout, pretend to buy one of these wristbands that apparently the number 18's been able to make. Like,
he just like horks them up or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
With the sorting hat.
Which is cool.
Yeah.
I like the... Because...
It's the sorting
hat. I didn't like the whole... The photography guy... The photographer
vagina,
guy's, like, thing where he just was able to, you know, move around and slow down. But I like the bracelets that actually cause slowdown. Like, that's a really neat little device. I hope those come back later.
More Twilight bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, there's
like, because, you know, if people discover more of these bracelets or whatever like that, then maybe there'll be other people who'll be like, hey, the power to have slowdown, I can do whatever the fuck
it's,
I want and
it's,
cause more, like,
it's,
criminal
it's
activity
just,
in the
it's
city.
It's just like Gaia Memories, another double parallel.
Well, yeah, it is a cop show, and there's got to be something to create a spike in crime.
Yeah.
And to bring out the, you know, evil underbelly.
Massive breakout
of
fucking slowdown bracelets. I would be so on board with that.
I could see them absolutely heading in that direction.
Mm-hmm. So then Go, like, he's, I guess he decides not to transform at the moment or something, I guess for some reason.
Well, it's pretty safe guess on why. We've seen that the Mach Belt is physically taxing on him, and he overheats, which is why he opens his helmet. So, safe to say he's trying to, which is further boosted by the fact that he's like, I'm kind of a quick finish
considering what was said at the end of the episode, I think it was pretty heavily implied that he can only use it so many times in a period.
I don't know about so many times. It's more that the belt is physically taxing, which is why is collapsed after using it, B, is always doing backflips to build up his energy, and C, saves his transformation for when it is most useful.
No,
so,
it seems more like he's got a limited... It sounded more to me like he's got, like, a limited amount of time he can do it for.
Oh, please don't make this Cyranos again!
It's entirely possible.
I like to believe with
Blue Buster.
Theory.
It's if he uses too much, it...
He overheats.
That's why he does the visor flip-up thing. Yeah.
Body.
Well, that's why he lifts the helmet, though.
Yeah,
exactly.
Reverse
what I mean.
Mode.
But that wouldn't explain why he was so, like, keeping it short and quick. He could stay henshin for a long time and not, like, heat up as much if he just, like, fought lightly.
But he doesn't fight lightly.
No, I know that, but my theory makes perfect sense when you think about how he's, like, a quick fix fighter. I'm sure they'll explain it relatively soon, but that's my theory.
Well, they did say, like, something at the beginning of the episode, like, in the first scene with them in the pit where, like, Steinbelt's talking to his associate in America.
Yeah, Harley Hendrickson. Professor Harley Hendrickson.
Yeah, I like that the next system was designed from, like, Steinbelt and, like, America. Like, that the American scientist. Like, that's really cool.
Also, Harley motorcycle.
We haven't seen something like that since, like, Super 1, because Super 1 was made with the develop of Americans. Hawaii! He was made in Hawaii!
Yeah.
So...
Indeed.
We also got to see new Signal bikes, which...
Oh, all of the new Signal bikes.
Holy shit. Awesome. Fucking so Tomari cool. is hands down my favorite.
Tomari,
whatever.
Yeah.
My favorite one's the Danger one. I forget what...
Kiken. Yeah, Kiken is the Bullet Bill.
It just summons a Bullet Bill of Death. Though. Yeah. Like, yes, Tomari is hilarious, and I love it.
I thought Roger Rabbit. I just, like, one of the bullets, like, the sentient bullets you put in the gun, and I was just like, this is a Looney Tunes bullet, and then it turns into a giant Bullet Bill, and I'm just like, ah!
Yeah.
And Gumman's just like, oh, easy, and then just fucking bites at him.
Yeah. But, Tomare is basically the power of the Kiva family emblem that Dark Kiva used, where it full, big holographic surface that is both a shield and a shock attack.
Yep.
Cool as hell.
I mean, oh, yeah. You're saying it's Hull Horse.
And then,
Bullet Stand.
And then Kuxarn is the spread shot, which is my favorite signal bike so far. And
I have to say, between the ship cars and the signal bikes are way cooler.
I still enjoy the ship cars more because of the flippy motion.
I just mean, like, functionality in the show.
But that's what I mean, is, yes, the shift cars, I feel like they do provide, like, a change of pace as per how Shinosuke goes about beating up the baddie of the week, but I find the bikes are more practical in what he uses when he uses, as opposed to just, I've decided I'm going to use this.
I see what you mean. So, like, the signal bikes are specific and situational combat methods, whereas the shift cars are, I feel like, cherry-flavored destruction today, as opposed to lemon
flavored. No, and he uses them very strategically, too, because, like, he destroyed them, like, and they turned a number, and they were trying to get away, and then he used the Magarl and just fucking turned shot while they were getting away and destroyed them both.
I would love to see signal bike mixing, where, like, he mixes, the danger one with the split one.
Oh, it's like comboing them
everywhere.
I could see him doing that because he can put one in the belt and then one in the gun.
Well, I hope he does use the shift cars eventually, because, like, the belt toy has shown that it can do everything. So
you know what they'll do, and I may have mentioned this before, but they'll pull the same thing they did with Ixa using the Fwessels. They will show you it once to show you that it can happen, and then never do it again. Like they've already done with Machine Chaser.
Or maybe in Hyper Battle videos they'll do it.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely.
But they've already done it with Machine Chaser, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I am a car person, just to make that clear. I prefer the
bikes. I always knew you were half car.
Yes. Yes. Me daddy fucked a Lamborghini.
Those are fuckable cars.
Yes. Right. Hey, man, they got exhaust pipes.
Exactly.
Very big exhaust pipes.
There's... Yeah. The term muff came from somewhere.
Hey, man. But at any rate, I'm a car guy. I like the bikes better because, like, I just think the toys look cooler. I mean, I've said before, the shift cars look like variants on the 1989 Batmobile. But
especially the viral cores.
Yes, the viral cores. But the bikes look cooler, and I'm going to actually disagree with... Like, you mentioned you don't like the belt and the mechanism and stuff like that, right?
I understand its function and design. It just does not resonate with me.
I dig it. I dig it a lot, actually.
And, yeah, that's completely okay. Yeah.
I like the little tube. I like the sticking it in, flattening it down. It's flush. It's flat, and I like it. It's very... It looks really, really nice. And
it's
then
so
the exhaust.
I want one so
the
badly.
Exhaust happens, and I love it.
Yeah,
I like that after he transforms, you just see, like, the exhaust just going like...
You know what I think it is? I think just asymmetrical belts bug me like that.
The one complaint I have about his henshin, I'm looking at the fire coming out of the belt, and I'm just like, and his jacket's on fire.
And his hand is on fire.
Oh, everything's on fire right now.
Good job, Evil Knievel.
But it's not, because I don't think it's real fire.
No, I don't believe it's fire.
No.
It's just some sort of energy discharge that I guess doesn't
burn
enough hot enough. Can't believe it's not fire.
Yes.
Can't believe it's not fire.
Yes.
Nice.
It's knockoff fire.
You know that cool looking fire in those electric fireplaces?
It's that.
Yes. Totally meant to replicate fire, but it's like, no, the warmth isn't even coming from that.
It can't hurt you whatsoever, but it looks like fire.
Yeah. It looks so pretty.
Yes, it does look very pretty, and I like his henshin, I like his design, and honestly, he kicked so much ass in this episode. Like I said, this needs to become the Kamen Rider Mach show.
Yeah.
I want that so bad.
Agreed.
It's still episode later, and I still just cannot get past Amazing Circus.
I can't wait to get one.
If you can think about what to give the most showy rider in, like, Neo Heisei history. It's, how about a car that poops out a stage?
Well, it didn't poop the stage. It pooped the lights on the stage.
Oh, dear.
The stage was already there.
What? Why?
I don't know.
Sideshows.
Yeah, that first tension was something. That was amazing. When I first saw that, I'm like, wow, you just out-pyroed a bunch of people from WWE.
Yes. Yes. Shawn Michaels ain't got shit on Kamen Rider Mark.
The first person I thought of was Batista, because he has like that weird machine gun thing that he does with the pyros. And it's like, yeah. You just out-pyroed him. Good yeah. Gosh.
Yeah. So by the end, Shinosuke and Go like have a little talk by themselves, and Shinosuke's like, you know what? He's pretty much like, kid, you're all right.
I'm gonna keep
you know
up
what?
With you.
You can call me Big Bro if you want. And Go's just like, also he's a ladies' man. Holy shit!
I like how when he's like got those girls around him, and then they're like, we want pictures of the Comrader, and fucking Q from the special bureau shows up. I would also like pictures of the Comrader. And for some reason, he's so disgusting that the girls he's with just decide to viciously chase and attack him!
Okay.
Nerds get no love.
With the J. Jonah Jameson face that you cropped from that picture, put it onto each of the girls and a screenshot it there.
I can only do one thing for the thumbnail.
No, you can. You can do more.
It's gonna be a small... Both of the images are gonna be small then.
No, just have it exist!
I'll just post
it as like an extra thing on the
put it on Kamen Rider memes.
I'll put it on the Podbean page description.
Make it the Facebook picture.
That's the thumbnail.
Put our logo on. No, but just like put our logo on it and just have that be our Facebook picture.
Oh, you mean like our like the page cover
for like a month?
For the season. Sure.
Dave,
make sure you remind me of all this crap, because I won't remember tomorrow.
Yes, if not, just...
Send him an email.
If not, yeah. Just to have a bunch of Japanese girls fawning around Go, each of them having the face of J. Jonah Jameson.
Pictures of Kamen Rider!
Or, hear me out on this, we could not.
both tempting.
No, I think we're doing it. Anyways, back to the talking about comrades.
So, yeah, that's basically the episode. What's
happening next week?
Next week, there's apparently more on Chaser's identity, and we get to see the hinted at bike combo of Mach and Chaser's bikes.
Oh, the ride crosser.
Can I just say one thing about Mach's bike? Just one thing. It reminds me very heavily of Kamen Rider Black's secondary bike, Road Sector. And Kamen Rider Black is an individual who not only exists in this universe, but will play a role later.
Yeah.
I think that might be a thing.
It is. In fact, we probably didn't mention, but the upcoming Drive movie... I know we mentioned that Minami, the guy who played Minami Kotaro, a.k.a. Kamen Rider Black and Blacker X, is going to be in the Drive movie, which confirms what we already knew from watching a video of the Hack Belt, that there will be a rider on shift car... and also returning for the movie are the guys who played Tachibana, a.k.a. Kamen Rider Garen, and Yuto, a.k.a. Kamen Rider Zernos. Yuichi's back to acting!
Also, I made a very interesting, thing that I noticed something. Kamen Rider Sango, because we got to see a full picture of him, he is the Neo Heisei of Ichigo, what Ichigo would look like if he was in Neo Heisei. Because remember, in the Kamen Rider the First and the Next, that was what Ichigo, Nigo, and V3 looked like in a Heisei Rider.
Yeah, we were talking about this, and that made me realize, you know what the First and the Next are? They're Japan's version of the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Next was so good.
Does that make Next Turbo?
No.
Surprisingly, it was better.
No, the Next was good.
Good, there you go.
It's the movie of In Space that we never got. It's the In Space finale.
Oh.
It's that good.
Okay.
This was so weird. anyways.
Shibachi Go! Alright,
so.
That thing we will never hear.
No.
More serious face on this week's Tokuser.
Crunchman can spread the gospel. It exists. It is very real.
Yeah.
In between cuts.
Crunchman, post on Twitter right now.
Breaking news. In the Cast Rangers, every episode, Pinkcaster has been shouting Shinpachi Ko.
See, the thing is,
he has been silenced.
See, the thing is, I don't know if he actually has been editing out. I haven't been paying attention when I listened back.
I stopped listening.
I still listen.
Listen
to ourselves.
Tokyuger episode 43 starts off with the greatest cock tease of the entire show. Kagura going home.
Yeah! I was so sad, because like at first I'm like, wait a minute, town's back?
I'm like,
what?
Did we miss an episode?
Sorry, at what point of that was it not incredibly blatant that it was a dream?
Yeah. I saw
she's on her own being the only person to get off the train.
Yeah.
Oh, they're in their town. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I saw a rainbow line whips through the town, getting off here. Hey, look, I'm home. And she's dreaming.
Yep.
Yeah. The minute you hear Ticket go, Tsuberugahama! Fuck.
But she goes to her parents, and she's like, oh, it's me, Kagura, I look different, but it's me, and they're just like, they're like,
right,
who
bitch.
The fuck are you? Sorry, we're not open right now, and then...
Our daughter's only 10, who fuck you?
And then she wakes up, and it's a dream, obviously.
And I'm like, crap, that is actually a thing that could happen when they go home.
That's pretty much what Kagura's worried about
legit.
The entire episode.
There's like, no legit, that's a thing.
Yeah, that could be a thing, and...
That thing where they were, like... somewhere between 8 and 10 years old and got aged to, what they are in the show.
I feel like...
by President Bunny Rabbit.
The issue that has not been yet discussed, but kind of brought up as, like, not the note to be expressed, is that all this has done is, like, spawned a group of 5, like, forced man children because they never had the opportunity to even go through puberty.
Yeah.
They went from child to young adult, like late teen young adult, to a point where you're just kind of like, you didn't experience, like,
life.
Adolescent feels.
why
hair grows in your special place.
All they need is an hour on Tumblr and they'll have full briefing on feels.
Wait, hang on. And this may be one of the more racist things I've said on this.
Oh dear.
No.
Buckle in.
Hair growing in special places, they're Japanese.
Ooh. Hey, it happens!
You have nothing to back that up.
No, I know.
I know nothing of the subject.
You clearly have not watched enough Japanese porn.
I wasn't gonna say it.
I know, right? I had to be the one to say it. Japanese puberty.
Alright, let's focus, people.
I'm focused.
Can I just say right now, though?
I'm making myself perfectly clear.
I'm
raising my point.
Fucking damn it. But anyways, this show can't end with anything else but a bunch of kids running away from a playground or something because they're going to go back to their kid years.
Yes.
Oh, probably, yeah.
In recognition for all they've done for the universe, they're going to get their childhoods back.
And then in every single later thing where all the Rangers
next crossover.
Come back,
oh my god, this has to
there
end.
There will be a bunch of children with fucking morphing braces coming into the next movie.
No.
You know what?
This has to end with this just them running away from a playground having imagined the entire story.
Oh my god!
This entire show should just be a game of pretend.
Why not?
It should be.
Oh. It's entirely founded on imagination.
And Akira is just like the big kid that they just pulled into. Hey, you, big kid, come play with us.
I'm busy building these train tracks.
This is where I'll die.
They probably...
Yeah, speaking of Akira, what was with the thing on his head when Kagura woke up from the dream? He was just, like, passed out with a...
That wasn't him. That was Hikari, A, and B, it was a cultural joke because many old men with balding hair sit at katatsus like that.
Okay, that makes
No, actually, you know what?
No, that was Akira.
Was it?
It was Akira.
I thought it was Hikari.
Hikari was nearby on one of the friggin' train benches.
Then Akira was just being himself.
Yeah, Akira was just being himself.
Do you know what? They were imagining everything, but Akira was real.
No, see, that was...
Rokugo was a thing.
No, see, that was the hangover the next day after the New Year special.
I was gonna say, I thought that was just to illustrate that it's winter, it's cold.
No.
We sit at Kotatsu when it's cold.
No, the costumes and everything, that was the New Year special hangover
afterwards. Oh, okay.
That's funny.
Because, there was no episode last week.
True.
The previous episode was the New Year special.
They were partying.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point. Okay.
Now we're
Meanwhile, with the villains.
Yeah.
So they're Mark
and Nero are alive.
Yeah, they're just like, oh, I'm surprised we're not dead. Oh,
if he wanted to kill us, we'd be dead.
Yeah, Zed would have killed us already.
Like, should we really be showing ourselves to him? Yeah, no, if he wanted to kill us with that, we'd be fucking gone.
I love that. Nothing in the world would have saved us. I love Zed's human design right now because
he's got
the coat that his regular monster form, old monster form, had, which is awesome.
It's like when his monster form levels up, so does his human form.
Yeah, it's like his monster form is always one level ahead of his human form.
Zed is one of the coolest fucking villains in the Sentai, like, for me. Still, my personal favorite is still Enter from GoBusters.
He's pretty up there. He was the villain, no matter what it may have seemed like.
Messiah was nothing!
Yeah, Messiah was a figurehead.
Yes, anyways. Literally. So, Nero... Literally, Nero tries talking to him, like, sucking up to him like he always is, and Zed's just like, Nero, shut the fuck up unless you want me to pit you again like I always do. And Nero's like, yes, sir.
Oh, I'll be good.
I was I know daily dose of dark slap. I'm like, oh.
Like, Nero, unless you want me to shove you out the window.
Can you please?
I'm sorry.
So,
they're not gonna kill birds.
Oh, yeah, so we get introduced... Yeah. To the dollhouse shadow.
Oh my god.
So stupid. I didn't like him at all.
May I just say,
you may.
That was quite possibly almost the most successful villain.
Yeah.
I'll give you that.
Hey, but, we're going to do this thing that's going to trap two of the Rangers, and we're going to set them on fire.
I know. We'll burn the house down.
Yeah!
Burn them all!
So yeah, Kagura and Ikari start fighting him, and then they literally takes out a dollhouse, sucks them into it. And lo and behold, it's the house that was the mansion in Oz that the Greed hung out in, and it was also the Kurishima estate from Gaim.
Can I just...
Yeah.
And I've only seen a couple of episodes of this, so I'm not 100% certain on this. Isn't it already also the house from Maji Ranger?
It might be. It's been a long time since I watched Magi Ranger.
I say this.
We're gonna need some fact checking on this.
I say this only because I have been kind of roped into being shown a number of those episodes.
Someone comment at us and let us know if it is or not.
It wasn't that bad. It was pretty good.
What was pretty good?
Magi Ranger.
No, Magi Ranger was amazing.
I haven't even gotten that far into it yet.
Get that far into it.
Yeah.
Now.
Get to getting. Also, Go Buster. Sava?
Sava?
Go Buster. Nice.
Welcome. Before I beat you up.
Ooh. Yeah, I got it.
You'll get it later.
So they try escaping. Literally, Hikari's just like, oh, the window's not opening. I'll try force kicking it. It didn't work. He just embarrasses himself.
May I just say, Hikari's eventual plan to get them out of there was actually kind of ingenious.
Yeah! No, holy shit!
It's like, hey...
That requires some knowledge of physics.
It's like, hey, I'm looking at this thing where Kagura kicked her shoe out the window.
And got bigger.
And just after it got a certain proximity out of the house, it grew back to regular size.
And maintained its momentum.
Yeah, and maintained its momentum.
That's the important part.
So what he does is he makes the string longer on his kendama, little thing that he's...
His ball and cup.
The ball cup thing.
Ball and cup. Ball
in a cup.
Extends the string as long as he can, throws the ball portion of it out the window. Where it gets that far from the house, the ball grows back to regular size, keeps its momentum, and drags the two tiny people on the other end out of the house and far enough away from the burning house.
Yeah.
Oh,
brilliant.
I sat there and I just went, oh.
Yeah.
Because now the kendama ball is about as big as they are.
And just out and back to normal size they go, transform because they're falling off a cliff.
Yeah.
And
most importantly, stick the landing
because they're falling off a cliff.
Just a quick...
And we're good.
Quickly mention, apparently we found out how Hikari got the kendama. So apparently he got it from his grandmother who was like going through some trouble. but also took care of him most of the time because his mom wasn't always around. And even Hikari's like, yeah, my mom wasn't very reliable. My grandmother wasn't doing too well, but, you know.
And this is him saying his mother's not very reliable after mentioning the fact that she works nights all the time to support
Well,
him.
Yeah.
No, yeah, but.
She's not very reliable, though, except that
let's,
thing
let's
she's
remember
spending all of her nights
children.
Working to support
Let's remember
him.
Their children.
Children.
But yeah, aside from the brilliance of Hikari's escape, the other half of that scene going on was, for a brief time, it looked like they had died in the burning of the house.
And boy, did Light get pissed off. Like, he's on the ground just like, and then for a split second you just see Shroud of Darkness in him, and Nikira's like,
the show turns into Kingdom Hearts.
Yeah. Even Zed quickly looked at him and he's just like,
whoa. All we gotta do, all we gotta do is make sure Wright stays away from Xehanort.
Yeah.
No, and even
which Xehanort?
Quark? What the fuck is your name?
Sorry,
Mork. Mork.
Marcus. Marky. Mark was Mork.
Mork. Yeah. Well, Robin Williams.
Almost said Marky Mork.
No, I almost said Marky.
Robin Williams. Anyways, yeah, she's just like, maybe that's why you're drawn to Light. That's who you're drawn to. That's why you have this obsession with shininess.
Get it's a pun. And also a fact that we all figured out weeks ago.
Yep.
Arguably months.
So, they destroy him quickly, then he gets bigger, and then they go, Bill Dio, whatever.
And Dollhouse pulls out a giant Dollhouse. Yeah.
Sucks that one
so
in.
So is it a house?
Yeah.
Well, it looks bigger
it's
than a normal
regular
house.
Ass house.
It's bigger on the inside. It's a TARDIS.
It's a mansion.
Yeah, it is a mansion.
So then, yeah.
Sucks it's got, except it's we, got a number two on it.
Except for it's got a number two on it, so he obviously planted it ahead of time.
For I think for the first time ever, at least in what I've seen, is we actually get to see like the Megazord in like a
as
normal,
if it was human size.
Yeah, as if it was human size. Which I saw a funny picture where they just show the picture of the Megazord on top of
the
stairs, and then you just see Takatora in front of the Megazord, and then Michi on the bottom of the stairs, and it's just like...
And Takatora still can't see the Megazord.
Still can't see the Megazord.
Well, the fun things you can do in Photoshop when they're both standing on the exact same background.
Yup.
Yup.
I think that should be the thumbnail.
Yeah, that's the thumbnail. That's beautiful. And they defeat the monster, and, yeah. So, what's more exciting is next week's episode, because we get to see the debut of Tokyo Ichigo Black. Which
vinyl
is,
suit.
Yeah, vinyl suit.
Sparkly
and
as
also,
spark.
Apparently, we get to see, Tokyo Rokugo, like, Hyper Tokyo
Yeah,
Rokugo.
Hyper Tokyo Rokugo.
Yeah, I saw that in the preview.
I'm glad that's happening. I think I said episodes back, I was like, I hope he gets to use it at least once.
Would be nice.
It's a shared power, so like, why the fuck not?
Hey, let's give the super form to the broken one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see nothing wrong with this.
So that's like giving the green, Green Ranger giving the Red Ranger the Dragon Shield. Like,
yeah.
Cool shit.
Or that thing from Shinkenger that they all had, which the name I'm forgetting.
The Inromaru.
I always say, this is how I always describe the hyper, like, armor, is that it's someone was trying to, like, smith the dragon shield, but then really fucked up during the process.
Someone threw a train in the mold.
It just formed a train by accident. And then they went with it.
Don't know how you'd form a train by accident.
I think what looks closest to the hyper armor is the super forms from Ghost Sager. In that it's golden armor on top of the suit.
The one thing I kind of wish with the whole hyper thing is that when the different Tokyujers use it, it actually looks more like the trains that they have.
That's what I was hoping would happen. That's what I was really hoping would happen.
Yeah, the Hyper Resha is just a powered-up Red Resha.
Well, the actual Hyper Resha is a unique train, but then the Hyper Armor is straight-up a golden Red Resha, no matter who uses it.
Mm-hmm.
That disappointed me.
Yeah, that's kind of a wasted opportunity. I mean, I can see why, because it's budget reasons, but still.
Just imagine if, like, Hyper Tokyo Rokugo's armor was based on the Build Resha. That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be like a full battle suit.
Yeah, that'd be a battleizer.
No, they're all gonna combine together. They're all gonna link like fucking Sango and Gogo did.
Yeah. I kind of hope they do.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Because then they'll run a train on the enemy.
Chugga, 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 chugga.
That would be so ridiculous, but it's so cuter, so it fits.
That sounds about right.
I'd like to see Rokugo's Megazord shrunk down and turned into human-sized armor for Rokugo as his...
That would be cool.
Still...
Pull a mini Tira.
At least to me, the most badass thing to ever happen in a Sentai finale was fucking double Rekka Daizanto and
Shin Ranger. Yeah.
Holy shit.
That was pretty cool.
Alright, so let us move on to our discussion topic, which is the...
Tokuger Galaxy Line SOS movie.
Featured topic.
Oh, God. This movie is a thing.
It was fun.
Okay.
It was an episode of the show that they just decided to keep for the
Pretty much. For a half-hour movie that was immediately followed in theaters by the Gaim soccer movie, I will tolerate it.
Why does it have to be a double feature with Tokuger?
Because they crossed over before.
Yeah.
It had a cool villain.
Yes. Okay, yeah, let's start with talking about Count Nile. The reason I was psyched for this movie above all else was Count Nile, the villain in this movie, is voiced by one of my favorite Japanese singers, Hayadane. I forget his actual name, but that's the tag he goes by. And that's the name they advertised him in the trailers for the movie.
Yeah, that's what he likes to go by in things.
Yeah. But yeah, Count Nile, to contrast the safari rushes in this movie...
Is a hunter,
because he's got the hat, the goggles, a rifle... The fucking snazzy ass coat.
That OP as fuck rifle.
Yeah, with a bayonet.
And his partner, the Hound Shadow.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hound Shadow, who perfectly illustrated what happens when you don't stand behind the white line!
Yeah.
Straight up ran over.
Sir, you need to get it behind the white line right now, Ed.
Can he shoot ducks? Can this just be the Duck Hunt Shadow team? Can Hound Shadow just shoot laser ducks?
Oh, if only.
That would be cool.
That the Tokugers have to shoot with really, really shitty LED
With their Tokyu blasters.
Yes. No, they're turned into NES blasters, and they have to go with
the,
that.
The zappers?
Yes.
I was saying to someone the other day, you know what I'd like to see? I don't think it's happened. I want to see Tokari dual-wield the Tokyu blaster and the platform trigger.
Yep.
And then walk away from the resulting explosion.
If that hasn't happened yet, I don't... What?
I want to see it.
It's like, that. How has that not happened?
Yeah.
I could have sworn.
And by the same account, Tokyu Ichigo dual-wielding the rail sword and the Tokyu sword.
Yeah. Feel like that should have happened by now.
Yeah.
But they didn't think of it.
Yeah, probably not.
All right. The space conductor lady,
space train comes crashing down to Earth.
Yeah, lost her fucking trains because she's an idiot.
Yeah.
Can't get back into space without them, so
she doesn't have enough imagination.
Yeah, and she thinks that the world does not have enough imagination.
So the first thing she does to try and refuel is capture light and directly siphon his imagination into the train.
She's like, doesn't exactly work out.
No, but it's still like. Light still, his imagination is the strongest of the five.
Yeah,
so.
But he was also unconscious and not really doing much.
True.
And he's just one person trying to feel a train.
So yeah, she was really pissed off and bitchy.
Didn't
and
stop
she was just
him
like,
later in the movie.
This is all your fault that this happened.
No,
it wasn't
just him.
You guys are going to help me. And they're like, all of them are like, no. And then Light
Lady
comes
is
around.
Such
yeah.
a bitch.
Yeah, and then Light comes around and he's like, no, we're going to help you.
We wasted 36 minutes on this nonsense.
Yeah.
She just has no people skills, so she spends all her time in space with nobody.
That is true.
Well, with her... Let's rephrase that. She spent 25 years on a train in space with nobody.
She did have Jesus and Satan playing poker.
Fair point.
That's an image.
That's good company.
That's a conversation every now and again.
Well...
That's good company right there.
She could talk to the Safari Russia. It wouldn't respond, but it's a face.
Go!
Somehow alive. Because why the fuck not?
It seems like they kind of did with the Safari Russia, like the lion, because it does seem kind of alive when it's in its beast form.
The lion is. I don't know about the rest of the friggin' train.
Yeah, probably not.
But yeah.
So
they go to. Oh yeah, but that intro thing, where the Tokugers just kind of show up and do. With the intro to the movie, the title hits and everything.
Which had a really awesome logo graphic,
yeah.
I think.
And the roll call happens. And I'm just sitting there like, yeah, huh? They're doing the roll call like they always do. Yeah, Ichigo, Niigo, Sango, Nyongo, yeah, huh, Rakugo.
oh, cool, he's in this movie.
I'm just saying, it's just like, it's like, Tokyo Rokugo, where the fuck are you?
Well, to be fair, we're only a few minutes in at this point.
I repeat, but they're already in the middle of a fight sequence and have done the transformation sequence. Tokyo Rokugo, where? Where? He's not here right now. Why are you in the roll call when you're not here?
The Sixth Ranger is not in every fight.
He didn't
fight.
Show up till like the end of the freaking movie.
Yeah, he's just like, oh, I'm here now, guys.
Hey, guys, I'm here, by the way. Oh, yeah, can you kind of throw that switch? Yeah, sure.
It seems to me like the staff of the writers of Tokyo don't completely realize how amazing of a character Akira is, and how they need to put him in everything.
They kind of throw him in as a gag character every now and again.
They don't understand how well he works and how he needs to be everywhere.
James Brown of Sentai, man. Yeah. Hardest working man in Sentai.
Yeah.
He lays down rail tracks and then he fights crime.
Yeah.
So after Niall's initial confrontation, he gets like yanked into the shadow line to say hi. And this indicates how early on in the show this is. Krita's still around.
Krita's around. And Zed still is base form.
Yeah.
Yep.
So we start getting the whole backstory about how, oh, the imagination of children is not nearly as much. And while they're saying this, we get a shot of a couple of kids playing 3DS XLs.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny.
Because technology has robbed children of their imaginations.
So then Light does this thing where he's like, oh, guys, look. And they're like, oh, it's a train. It's like, it's going into space. Yeah, I can see you going like that. And just see them like all sparkle and have their imagination. And Light's just like, yeah, I did a thing.
I get it. The movie's got its head up its own ass with a message.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
No, I thought it was actually kind of subtle.
Not as subtle as it thinks it is.
Oh. It was trying very hard to be subtle, but it was very, all these people are always looking down. They're not looking up at the sky anymore. They're not dreaming.
Like when the first spaceship launched.
And so, yeah, they're pretty much sitting there preaching it and without directly saying it.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, yeah, you're trying to be subtle, but you're not doing it very well.
So Light comes up with a plan to get her back into space. So they're going to siphon off not only his imagination, but the imagination of every child in the nearby area by showing off Tokyo, or the Red Russia, trying to launch the Safari Russia back
into space. And a rainbow!
And a rainbow!
That magic rainbow that allowed Akira to teleport himself into a moving train in the sky.
Yeah.
You know what I said when I saw that? He fucking Harlocked it.
Yes! That's exactly what he did.
He Harlocked the shit out of that.
I saw it. He's on the ground. Okay. Well, I guess he's not involved in this, and so everything else is like this fucking dog fight in the sky now, and suddenly he's on the fucking Darkliner.
The albino Kariner.
Yeah. Suddenly he's on the Kariner. In the sky.
How?
Akira, motherfucker.
It is, okay. I'm not going to question this too far just because it is Akira.
Shadow powers. Fuck it.
It is fucking Akira. I don't care. He Harlocked that.
He goes
shit
where the
so
plot
hard.
Needs him to go
and no
one complains.
The best part
was
when
complains.
They're showing the rainbow and then you just see Akira in the distance again and he's like, a rainbow! That's my name!
That's what I was named after.
I'm going to go there! And suddenly teleports himself onto a train that's nearby the rainbow.
He imagined himself. He imagined himself on the Kariner.
Oh.
Imagination! Yeah.
So
that loud calling of the frigging catchphrase because Conductor hasn't done it all movie.
Yeah. And then Light's brilliant plan kicks into phase two. As the ramp is extended through the power of the imagination of the children watching it, Light uncouples the rainbow line trains from the space trains and does a fucking shuttle loop backwards and not only slingshots the Safari Russia up into space,
drives the rainbow line train straight the fuck down.
Straight down, upside down, right into the fucking albino Kariner.
Yup.
It is gone!
The flaming wreckage of that city below.
These aren't smart people, but I'll give you this. That was one of the coolest things Light's ever done.
Yeah, no, Light's
one hell of a roller coaster ride.
Yeah.
Yes. Can I have that ride, please?
That's a bam.
Universal Studios, make a Super Sentai ride.
surprised if there isn't, like, you know, somewhere in, like, Universal Japan or whatever.
Tokyo Disney World, maybe. I don't know.
Well, they have, like, Kamen Rider-themed cafes and restaurants and shit, so...
Yeah, and the secret base, like in the Kiva Ranger.
Yeah.
Kiva Ranger.
Do they have the juice bar from Gaim?
I don't think so.
Somewhere, probably.
I want...
Bando's actor doesn't.
It'd be great if they just used that set as an actual juice bar.
It's fucking Bando.
Can you imagine if Oren's place is still
open?
I want to go to Ernie's brain freeze.
The guy who plays Bando just retired from acting and just started up a juice bar.
Yeah. And the guy who played Oren just retired from whatever he's doing.
From being married to the queen of the overlords.
Oh, I go to Charmant.
Yes, to run Charmant.
Yeah.
They must live the lives of their characters now. The public has decreed it.
Thanks, Horobuchi.
Thanks, Ken.
It's like Jonouchi. I went from being a working actor to a minimum wage waiter.
Oh, and then Light calls out Lady, which is fucking amazing. She's like, wow, I guess the Earth really did have imagination. Or, you know, Light's like, oh yeah, or maybe it was you who didn't have imagination at all. And she's like,
oh, shots fired.
Yeah, she's just like, oh. And Light's like, yeah, imagine yourself reuniting yourself with your trains. Oh, look, you united yourself with your trains. And she's like, oh, cool, here, take this box.
The power was inside of you all along.
Yeah, really.
The whole game.
So, I just love that Light fucking called her out on that. It's just like, yeah, you didn't have imagination, bitch.
This only reinforces my theory that all of this is just a bunch of kids dicking around in a playground somewhere. Because in what universe does that work?
God.
In what universe does... Do you want this to happen? Just want it to happen. It'll happen.
Now I totally want that ending to happen.
In answer to your question, in what universe does it happen? The universe where everything the heroes do is powered by imagination.
Yes, I know that, but that's them.
She's part of that.
Is she a ranger? Can she?
No,
use
no. She so runs off the
part of the rainbow.
She runs
line.
Off
she
the same
of the
energy source.
Oh, okay, so she can imagination.
Yeah, she is part of that thing.
They all run off the same power source.
Her train is powered by that.
So then they decide to go fight Nile, whatever, and then they're like, "Oh, let's use our new powers." So they. Use the Sapphire Rushes to transfer into animals.
Lady actually gives Light, while he's still in the train, the actual little Rushes of the Safari Rushes. And so, oh my fucking god.
So, right.
Tokyo just couldn't just... Red, Tokyo Ichigo with claws.
Lion.
Okay. Yeah, with the fucking metal brace or claw
Ichi.
Things.
What's Nigo's?
Oh, Tokyo Nigo. Norikae Ego.
Yep, so that wouldn't be the first time we've seen that design.
Let's all say ours.
Okay, green. Tokyo, what's his number?
Yongo.
Yongo. Alligator.
And he gets the fucking Dino's Grander claws from Kyoryuger.
And a tail.
Yellow by default.
I just don't know what to describe them as.
It's like Super Mega Force.
Dino's Grander claws.
I don't even remember what
Wildcat.
Sango was the wildcat.
So basically, she turned into the white, into the yellow Gow Ranger.
Yellow Gow Ranger.
Tokyo Go Go Panda!
Oh my god, it's a straight up panda!
It was so fucking kawaii destiny, I couldn't take it.
It's a straight up panda!
No, and Congress, like, look at me, I'm so cute!
Voiced by Jack Black.
Oh,
we win. That might have
been Skadoosh!
Overkill's not in this episode.
Anyways.
Oh my
so
god.
So they all decide to fight, and you just see, like, they all do their cool little things, and literally just fucking.
Panda Girl
just body checks fucking. I think it was Nile or Hound?
I don't know.
I know when I was watching the movie with you, Lane, you were making all those Shirakuma Cafe jokes.
Yeah.
It only now occurs to me, Panda's voiced by the same guy as Nero.
Oh my god.
It only occurred to me now.
Oh, Shinida!
Oh, no.
So then they decide to use the Imagination Bazooka, where they make a safari blast, where literally just each animal they represent just fucking comes out. Panda, just the last one, just claws at the fucking guy, and I'm just like, amazing.
Pandas don't do that.
No, they don't. Pandas are lazy as shit.
Powered by
Did
power
thirst. You censor yourself on this show?
Yes.
Powered by power thirst, because that was a lot of hump catting and bear blasting.
Yeah.
Accurate.
Yeah, so much hump catting, bear blasting.
Truest of true facts.
Yes.
That is the truest true fact.
If there was a cat to hump, they humped it.
Yeah. So they destroyed cats. Them, and I'll let Ichi explain what happens next.
Oh my god, so...
Niles is pissed off.
I wanted to point out, while they're in safari mode and fighting, the song that's being played is yet another song by the amazing artist Akira Kushida, who sang very recently the theme songs for all three of the Uchu Keiji Next Generation movies, Tokyo Rainbow's theme, which I'm still looking for.
It'll be out soon.
And yeah, so this, he does the theme song for the safari forms.
And go down, Ark.
And the name of the song is fucking Safari Park.
Yes.
That thing that only me and Paul care about.
Yep, I adore
So,
Adonar.
Yeah, and then we get possibly the coolest giant monster Tokyujiro has produced to date. Niall actually fuses with Hound.
That
and they
has
form...
absolutely zero mobility because it has no legs and can't move.
I said cool, not functional.
And is by no means as cool as any giant monsters from Godonar. I'm not jumping that now.
Yeah, that's why I said the coolest monster Tokyujiro has produced.
Well, that's all fine.
Went for style, not the...
Yes.
So they summon their Zords, then they summon the safari fucking trains, they morph into a lion, then they morph into a robot, they do a double kick, and save the day.
One thing that bugged me is there was not nearly enough shots of Safari Gao in its robot form. There was
no close-up.
I wanted to see it up close. But it
Buy
was,
the toy!
Yeah.
Using the ultimate power of the Gao.
Except they didn't release it.
I was gonna fucking Go Kyger wore it better.
Can I offer an explanation as to why we didn't get that thing looked
like Gao Gokayo?
Yeah. In its robot form, that thing looked a little bit on the intricate side, and I don't think they had enough time to texture it the full way all the way through. Like, they just sort of did far shots because it was easier and less detailed.
And also, if you didn't
make a suit for it.
Yeah, it's CGI. It's CGI, dude.
And the toy is literally just a Tokyo remold with animals.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
all it is.
Yeah. A close-up would have taken time. That's pretty detailed work.
So then, finally, which I was questioning throughout the entire movie because they showed this in, like, scans and stuff when this movie was announced, and they're like, I was like, where the fuck is her puppet? Like, she was supposed to have a puppet that's voiced by Gokai Yellow. And then she's just like, oh, yeah, this
Pulls
is
Pulls it out
th-
of her side.
Yeah. She's like, no, I made this. Yeah, she made
like,
it.
It's my companion to talk to so I don't go completely fucking nuts for in the next 25
years. And I was like,
years.
Too late.
Can I just point out the paradox of that?
I know, right?
I've made a little puppet that I can talk to so that I don't go completely insane.
Whoops.
And start talking to fucking puppets.
It does have a different voice, though.
Hey, it worked for Conductor.
So they say their goodbyes.
I think he's already insane,
hey,
too.
Are you trying to use that guy as evidence to the contrary?
Are you saying Mr. Dogface is the sane one?
Are you saying that Captain Imagination with Mr. Hat isn't just as bonkers as she's going to be?
For the last time, Mr. Hat is sentient!
Considering this show has almost flat out stated on a number of occasions that Ticket is, in fact, a sentient being.
Especially in this movie, because at one point we hear them both talk at the same time.
We've
done that before.
No, I know.
Do you ever think that he's sentient because he's poured so much imagination into that puppet after talking to it for so long that it actually...
Mr. Hat,
here's the thing.
Whatever gets it to live.
Here's the thing. I said this back in the episode when Conductor took it off and Hikari saw it. Ticket is sentient. And is powered by imagination of its host. When being worn, he's alive. When he's taken off, he's lifeless.
That like makes sense.
Just think about it this way. We're talking about Conductor. He lives alone. He lived alone on a train with a sex robot for the majority of his life.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh.
We've said it before and we'll say it again. Handles in all the right places.
Yeah. I tried to go this whole episode without mentioning Wagon.
Yeah, she was just horny as fuck the entire movie.
I'm sorry, we watched two Tokyujiro episodes this week. Wagon was getting mentioned.
No.
I'll ride her wagon.
She seemed oh so familiar with the Galaxy Line Conductor.
Yeah.
Just kind of, it's been a while.
You still sore?
I still haven't gotten all of you out of my orifice.
And she goes, bitch, I'm dinosaur.
No, that's a different movie.
Hashtag carried. No, that's the next movie.
I was going to say, one thing I was going to mention earlier when we were talking about them being kids is the fact that in the upcoming Tokyuger Kyoryuger crossover,
one of the trailers shows all five Tokyugers as kids walking up to the fucking monsters coming at them and just change.
Can we please have them in, like, kid suit actors as little chibi Tokyugers?
Well, they did them with chibi Deno.
I know, right? That's why it's totally doable.
Yep. They've also done that with Geki Ranger.
Did they?
Yeah.
Lane, you're the only one to watch Geki Ranger.
Yes, they did, and they Blue was a kid once, or they were all children.
Okay.
They were all children. No.
It was Geki Blue was a teen. Geki Yellow was a kid, and then wasn't it Red was a baby?
No. What happened was it was Geki Yellow stayed the same. Geki Blue was turned into a baby, and Geki Red was turned into a little boy played by the same kid who plays the alternate Watcheroo from
That's what I figured.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, shit.
Their go-to for little Toku kid
is fake Watcheroo and fake Kibiki.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or it was, because those guys are probably teenagers now.
Yeah.
I think they should be so tight.
Actually, I know they've used them before as older characters, because the kid who played fake Watcheroo was in Wizard.
And wasn't there another, like, guy who came back in a later series that was just some random kid who showed up in Deno, like, right near the beginning?
Oh, I don't remember.
There's, like, this little random kid who showed up in Deno within the first couple episodes playing soccer, and somebody told me he came back in a later series.
I haven't heard about this.
I haven't seen Deno in such a long time.
Can I just say right now that I hope that the Tokyugers, when they henching as kids, their outfits, like, stay regular size.
That's what I was saying!
Like, they're just draping off of them, and it's just, like, the unitards.
Oh, you mean the outfits are adult size, but with kid suit actors?
Yes, yes.
I don't think they'll go that far.
I think it'd be funny.
They can imagine the suits are fitting them.
Yeah, they're gonna imagine the suits fitting.
Nation.
Micro Tokyuger suits, or they're just gonna pull a turbo and basically adjusting them into full size again.
I hope they don't, honestly.
They
I will.
Hey, guys, that's a new Blue Ranger! Still!
Can Justin become a verb in Toku culture now?
I'm pretty sure it is already.
Oh, thank
They're
God.
Gonna Justin this shit all really right, hard.
So, yeah. Overall, the Tokyuger movie was okay. Like, Nile was cool. Yep. Light was badass in this movie.
Yeah.
And that.
I'm gonna drive
it.
A train Panda, into another train.
Panda was cute as all shit.
It was, Lane, you like weird shit.
It was in a
book. No, I like cute shit.
Okay.
Are you gonna shout what I think you're going to shout?
What?
Abomination.
No, but good callback. Yeah. I was going to say it was actually, considering the average quality of Tokyuger episodes, slightly above average.
That's why it's the movie.
Thank you, movie budget.
Yeah.
And you know what the best part of the movie is? Right at the end. Next up, Kamen Rider Gaim! Because this movie aired alongside the Gaim summer movie
Yay,
in theaters.
Double feature.
It's just why I looked at it when we watched the Gaim movie, and I went, the Gaim movie's only an hour. What the hell? That's, like,
that
a little bit of a cop-out. Watch Tokyuger movie. Why is the Tokyuger movie half an hour? Hit the end of Tokyuger movie?
Can I just...
Oh.
So
can
you,
I just
you would go to the
there.
Theater
can
and
I,
watch
can
both.
I just, can I film... Can I just phrase this
you
a different way?
You can do whatever it is you're trying to do.
Yeah, I will... Let me phrase this a different way. All the people who wanted to go see the Gaim movie had to sit through half an hour of Tokyuger.
Oh, those poor souls.
Bastards.
Those poor, poor 10-year-olds?
Poor unfortunate souls!
This is what happens. They knew the Tokyuger movie was happening first, so the Gaim fans would just wait outside, and then they'd go into theater when the Gaim movie started.
It's like, okay, the movie's starting. Yeah, I'm going to go to the bathroom for a bit.
I'm going to go to the bathroom for a half hour.
Right, let's go have dinner, and then we'll go to the Gaim movie.
It's like... Tokyuger movie's on? Alright, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Looks like everyone's taking a shit.
I'm just gonna nap in my theater seat.
All the hipster teenage boys going to go see the Gaim movie who read really, really far into it like I do and see a lot.
Like we all do?
Are outside with their fedoras having smokes and shit like that.
And they're just waiting for the guy movie to start so that they can get their Judeo-Christian mythology imagery fix.
Well, it's Japan, so instead of fedoras, it's like ducktail hairstyles.
Yeah.
Hashtag too cool to talk huge.
Yes, they look like a bunch of 1950s greasers.
There you go.
Oh.
Snapping their fingers, drinking their milkshakes, smoking cigarettes, and waiting for Kamen Rider Gaim.
So,
mean high school delinquents in Japan?
So, Forze?
Don't blaspheme in this house, boy. Don't you blaspheme in this house, boy.
Oh, yeah.
With your guitar!
Friendship is
penalty of death.
Nope.
And Greencaster has just snapped Pink's neck.
No, I'm good.
Oh my god, we killed Pinkcaster.
No, you didn't.
Again.
I'm right here.
He's dead.
Hi.
He's dead.
We'll miss him very much.
Deader than dead.
I can almost imagine his voice.
I can still hear it.
On the wind.
Still hear his voice.
That faint, annoying whine.
Lightred!
I can just hear it now. That dumbass voice he's got.
Well, if he were still alive, then he would want to mention, no, thanks for listening.
Yay, that's the episode.
I'm sure he secretly hated us.
Can I mention something that's Japanese news but totally has nothing to do with anything?
Sure.
Sounds right.
Munenori Kawasaki got re-signed to the Blue Jays.
All right.
Get out.
For those who don't know about baseball,
okay.
Japanese baseball player who plays in Major League Baseball.
Okay.
Yay.
Maybe we'll win the World Series for once.
they did win it once.
Make that joke?
They did win it once.
2 years in a row,
but
yes.
I was one.
Okay, fine. Well, maybe we'll win the World Series again.
I don't care.
Blaine, remember, we live in Toronto. What championships?
Argonauts won the fucking Grey Cup.
Fair.
The Grey Cup.
Yeah, the Grey Cup.
The Raptors had a
Grey
Cup.
You can stop listening now.
2 years ago?
Yeah, last year, they got pretty far.
Raptor fever.
Anyways.
What's that? The Toronto Raptors have a fan base now?
Our Tokusatsu podcast.
I've got Ego Raptor fever.
Grab a brewski. Welcome
and
to the Toronto Sports.
I'm leaving.
All right, tonight on SportsCenter, we got professional
bowling.
SportsCaster.
It fits.
Yes,
let me go
new
back
special
to my, let me go back to my place and grab a flying monkey and let's do this.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Crack open a brewski. It's Sportcaster.
Cheering and waving his arms. Sportcaster Lightred.
No, Sportscaster.
Doesn't actually like sports, but still watches it anyway because there's strategic value to be admired. Green, Sportscaster Green. Paul.
Yep. I'm going to go murder myself now.
I like sports. Sports.
Sports.
Black.
I knew sports people.
What are we?
Wait. There actually was a sport ranger, remember?
Yes, Thailand.
Tokusatsu in Thailand had a sports motif.
Also, the Gaim movie is themed after sports, and we're going to be reviewing it or talking about it next week, so...
Yes. My segue was successful!
Board the hype Russia! For next week on Cast Ranger, we talk about the long-awaited Kamen Rider Gaim summer movie, The Great Soccer Cup.
What?
Where's the weight?
Okay. No. Preview, more yes than a lot of no. We'll get into details next week on Cast Stranger.
Thank you.
My answer is it sucked.
Thank
you. Oh, well, then maybe you'll just have to come back next week and tell us why.
Yes, thank
That's
you.
That's your punishment for not liking the Gaim movie. You gotta hang out with us fucks again.
Yes, thank you.
Make that sound like it's a punishment, really.
Butts again.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Crunchman, for joining us, finally.
Yep.
Happy to have you.
Time.
Indeed.
Yeah, the first and hopefully a long list of Skype guests we hope to have.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So everyone listening, thank you once again for tuning in. We love every one of you guys. Some more than others.
To all you teenagers with attitude in the cast out there, we love you all.
Your destiny is at hand.
Eh.
Thanks for watching. You can or listening. You can find us as usual on iTunes, on Facebook. We have a Facebook page, Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Tweeted us at Ixie Studios. We still want some submissions for the TV Guide Challenge if anyone's still interested in doing that. We haven't done that in a while. Mm. And find more of our nonsense on the Ixie Studios YouTube channel as well.
Thank you.
So, signing off, Radio Sentai Cast Ranger. Goodbye!
Bye!
Goodbye and farewell!